This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I really think it's just, you know, they want to silence us. They want to silence everybody on TikTok. Like, TikTok is probably one of the best platforms out there right now.
You know what's crazy, guys, is that I used to not really like get into politics like that, and now
that we like starting to see everything, it's kind of scary.
I am interested in
interested, but it's scary though. You know what's crazy is that you're the main person that will humble me, but I humble you too. We both kind of tell each other how it is, and I love that. Dang, she just remodeled her whole closet. Wait, I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Bro, I started this whole time and I was staring at you like, okay, when are we gonna start?
Sorry, I was in the middle of a message. Let me put my stuff on mute. I forgot to put this thing on mute, man. And then, like, I guess, like, when you started, I was already, like, looking at stories, and then I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Sure.
Oopsies. Sure-sies. Okay. Anywho. So, what's on today's... This is how nonchalant I am with you, because... You do the weirdest and craziest things that I just don't even question anymore. Like, you literally, you have this Iron Man hand thingy and this Thor hammer or whatever the frick you call it. Mm-hmm. Why are you?
Because today I'm standing on business.
What business are you standing on with that fake hand?
I'm just standing on business. I got the Iron Man hand, and I got the Thor hammer, whatever.
Jay.
Yeah, I'm standing on business today.
I seriously cannot with you. You guys, we had a birthday party literally, yesterday for Tatiana?
Yeah, and it was...
I made these drinks that I sing on TikTok. They're called Blue Motherfuckers. A lot of people
know
about
them.
Guys,
she tried to like...
I was trying to be a bartender. So I was over here in my bartender era yesterday. So I was making some bomb drinks or whatever, and they were a little strong. And Jay got lit.
I got
I had four of them.
No.
How many did you have?
No, I had like eight of them.
Jay.
Yeah, I had
eight.
I made two of them.
Knowing dang well that you're almost 30 with a bad back and you cannot hang anymore. You guys, his 30th birthday is coming up, and if he couldn't hang last night off of eight drinks, can you imagine how he's going to be on his 30th birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to be
pretty lit.
A little bit too lit.
You guys, also, comment down below. What do you guys think? I know you guys I know it's our choice or whatever, and it's of course Jay's choice, but what do you guys think sounds better? Do you guys think a trip out of the country for his 30th birthday sounds good, or a big birthday party?
Honestly, like, I'm cool. Home. I'm cool with like either or.
Though, I know they sound cool. Like a big birthday party here with everyone, like friends and family, or should we just do an out of trip out of the country? Just me.
See, like now, for if it's gonna be like a birthday party for like friends and family, like I need friends and family to show up, boy.
I need like, everybody to show up. But the only thing is, it sucks, is that we were talking about, is just like a lot of like
that
things,
way it could be a lot lit,
of,
you know?
A lot of things come up, right? No, so it's like, sure. It's like, okay, it's so to. We have these parties and stuff, and like a lot of friends either have like inconveniences that come, like they get sick or something happened, and it's like, should I put all this money into a party that where it's not guaranteed that everyone's gonna come, or should I put money into a trip that's guaranteed?
I mean, honestly, we haven't really gone on any trips with just ourselves.
We never, ever gone into a trip with just me and you. And I think that would be so relaxing. And it, out of the country, though. Like, we've never been out the country. Guys, we've had a passport for a year.
We bought, hey, we was like, let's get a passport.
We got a passport a year ago.
Nah.
Haven't got anywhere.
It's been sitting in our little safety box.
We have not gone anywhere with those passports. So it's like, dang, why did we even get them if we haven't gone anywhere? But I mean, it's good to have them for emergency purposes or whatever. Yeah, I know.
But guys, welcome back to another episode. We forgot to say that in the beginning. So I'm welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Scene. I need lines.
Welcome back to Mom Said, Dad Said. Do we have a package coming?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a package. That's just saying, weehoo. I think a package is here. A package is always here.
Yeah, every time. And I'm glad.
It's probably another Stanley Cup. Honestly, it's probably another Stanley Cup.
And I'm glad it whistles when it comes. It lets me know that, oh, okay, somebody's here.
Yeah, but it's probably a Stanley Cup. Did you see those neon cups that are coming out? Honestly?
No, I did not see any neon cups, and we don't need to see no neon cups in this house because these cups don't need to be anywhere because they just be everywhere in this damn house. Honestly, we don't need none. Unless it's a Georgia or Falcons cup, let me know.
We need to get a shelf for all my Stanley cups.
No, this is not collectible Stanley cup season.
We need a shelf for all of them because they don't fit in my cabinets. For everyone what? Keeps asking, like, for what? Where do you
want to shop? Like, you want to shop here in the room? You want a whole Stanley cup shop?
It's just like a collection.
What you gonna do with them?
Just to like, you know, if you're I use come them? To see which outfit it matches with and stuff. Like what?
Girl, you don't even drink water cup. Like that. You just drink the water bottle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, did you see what happened last week about when they were talking about banning TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's crucial.
You know what? Honestly, like, there's like so much to say about the topic, but like, sometimes, you know, some things are better left unsaid.
Some say things some are not left are unsaid, but
you know
no.
What? I am going to say this. I really think it's just, you know, they want to silence us. They want to silence everybody on TikTok. And I feel like because, you know, like we have like the freedom of speech, like
sometimes
it's you know, sometimes like, they
trying to work.
Speech.
They're trying to work on taking that away from them.
And it's like, I feel like we really can't like, they don't want us to see anything of what's really going on social media, and it's kind of sad. So I really hope that doesn't happen, but you know, I feel like they do this like scare every year, and it's like, okay, when are you guys are really gonna like do it? If you guys are gonna do it, just do it.
No, we don't want you to do it though. We don't need them to do it. TikTok needs to stay here. It just got here. It helped a lot of people. It'll affect a lot of people in the world, honestly. I mean,
think it's just like it really will affect those that have businesses and actually make sales and stuff like through TikTok and especially those with platforms, influencers, etc. And it sucks. Like, it's like a freaking app that we love to express ourselves. Like, if you really have a platform on TikTok, I really think it's just like our diary. Like, we literally are on there and like showing our everyday lives on there, whether it's like cooking, cleaning, family vlogs.
We'll be able to go back years from now and just be able to like show our kids what we used to do back in the day.
It's something that, like, TikTok is probably one of the best platforms out there right now, especially, like,
you know, it's come up is real.
YouTube, of course, is, like, a great platform. Snapchat's a great platform that's also coming up. But it just, like, sucks because it's, like, TikTok has brought so many people together, friendships, businesses, everything. And it would...
Jobs. Like, created jobs.
Yes, jobs. Like,
careers.
You know, and... TikTok even helped us. Like, dang, TikTok helped us with every platform.
Honestly, TikTok helped us launch the Kelly family. Like, I mean, we had the Kelly family on, you know, YouTube, but really TikTok was
what helped us on every platform.
What boosted us on every platform.
You know, like, literally had a name for ourselves when it came to social media.
That's why, I'd be like, dang.
It would really suck, like, if they really all go through this. I feel like they need to stop doing this whole scares. Honestly. Like, every freaking year, it's whether it's like, oh, it's about the kids or
I think it's all because it's right before the elections and they trying to do some crazy
swear,
thing.
And I hate...
And it's like, they're not tricking nobody. A lot of people are catching on to
this type of
shit.
We're woke. You know we're very much woke. A lot of people. We know what's going on. Like, and I just... Like I said, sometimes some things are better left unsaid, and like there's a lot of things I want to say about it, but I'm not really into politics like that, just because like there's so much.
You know what's
debate.
Crazy, guys, is that I used to not really like get into politics like that, and now
that
I'm
we like starting
older,
to see everything, it's kind of scary.
I am interested in.
Well,
the
we're
politics.
Interested, but it's scary though.
Like I like listening to the tea. Like I think it was your dad showing me yesterday the
like Joe Rogan is actually
PNB
another
radio,
one.
A PNB podcast
that,
or something like that.
And
yeah,
I like
that
listening
podcast
to Joe Rogan
and then
too.
Joe Rogan. Experience, yeah. Love it. Like yeah. I listen to all that on the daily, most of the time.
It's just like it's crazy though that there's so many things that like you know like the internet shows you only like they literally control everything that's on the internet like on Facebook and stuff of what they're gonna push on the For You or on your feed. Mm-hmm. Like they literally control everything, and I feel like.
I'm still trying to figure out why when we talk about certain things, it pops up on my feed.
So it's kind of scary. It's kind of like, okay, so our iPhone's really like watching us. Like, what is really going on? Like, I don't know. There's like a lot of questions that I'm always into all that. Me and Jay really
love conspiracy theories. Like, but you know, it's crazy. It's like literally back in the day when all those conspiracy theories is like now, it's not really a conspiracy theory.
It's actually really happening with like movies in the past and stuff like that are coming to light. And it's like, dang, like, you know, COVID and all that. Like, that's so scary. Like, it's crazy how the world, like, it was since 2020 is when everything started to open everybody's eyes.
And that's why, like, right now I'm just like, man, I'm learning more things. Not from your everyday like news media. Like you're not just getting your basic.
That's another thing.
Like,
how did you find these other people that were, you know, all these other people is through social media.
Social media.
So it's like if they were to take away this app
like
from everybody,
media,
it's like everybody's on TikTok. Not everybody, but a lot of people are on TikTok, and a lot of people kind of see what's going on with the world through TikTok. So that's why they don't want us to see anything, because they don't want us to see what happens on TikTok, you know. But also I really think it's because like they say that they want all the money from TikTok because it's like not owned by the U.S.
Look, I don't know,
but it's like
everything
why?
Gotta be around money sometimes.
Why?
Always it's always
it's
like
all
that.
About money in this world. You really can't live without money in
we
this world.
We need to Thor their ass. We need to take it back to the times of when Thor was here.
Jay, stop.
And Iron Man.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes I do want to go out the country. I'm like, maybe go out the country and never come back for a little bit from reality. You know, like even, you know what's really interesting too is with the foods. Why some of the foods here in the U.S.
banned?
Like,
I mean, banned in other areas.
But not in
other countries.
U.S. That is really crazy because it's like, what if we really are truly like eating? Well, we probably are, but we're eating bad things every day and not even knowing it because of the stuff that's in it.
No, I heard sugar ages you.
Really? Is that why you think you're aging?
Yeah, I think I saw a video where.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. No, they're saying that we glycate.
glycate? Are you saying it right?
I think I'm saying it right. I hope I'm saying it right. Glycate is we're cooking when we're born. Like, as soon as we're born, we're cooking type thing. That's what they were talking about.
Wow.
I was just watching videos and stuff. I was like, glycate and glucose and sugars and bad fatty sugars make you old and stuff. And I was just like, dude. Sure, sister, brother.
I really can't take you serious with that hand, though.
Don't mind the hand. Oh, you're sorry. Crazy. I forgot to put that finger down.
Nah. Hey, guys. It's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, man, I just wanted to pick your brain and see what you thought about the whole...
Pick my brain.
The whole TikTok banning, man.
Yeah. I mean, I have mixed emotions about it, but hopefully that doesn't happen. But if it does, I mean, they're literally making the biggest mistake of their lives, I'm telling you, because there's so much money that brings into TikTok, and there's one huge business in New York, I think, or yeah. Somewhere else, I'm not sure, but I'm like, dude, like, they bring pretty in sure LA. So much. If they're really worried about money, I'm pretty sure the U.S. gets money out of it too, so it's just crazy.
We want money!
But it's like, it's not all about the money, man. Like, it's an app that brings everyone together, but, you know, a lot of people are not gonna see it that way. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people that support it, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There's people who are like,
there's always people like that. Just like there's always people that don't like us.
Yeah, so.
Or that don't like you, don't even know you type thing.
I know. I would never not like somebody I don't know. That's honestly weird, too. How do you not like somebody that you don't know? Like, that is so crazy. You don't know anything about us.
You can...
You know a not little bit.
Like them, and based off of what you see, I guess.
I guess a video will irritate somebody's soul like somebody. But hey.
I'm not gonna flat out just say I don't like you if I haven't even met you, bro. I'm like, what is you doing in that
hey,
video?
But I ain't gonna like you either if you won't hear a lot like me and start talking crap, because.
I talk crap about you all the time.
I talk crap about you all the time.
I talk in the shower about you. Yeah.
You're so crazy.
Shower conversations.
Shower conversations?
Busting your ass, too.
What do you mean, huh? Busting my ass? Shut up.
I'm telling you, I'll be spitting rhymes.
You know what's crazy is that you're the main person that will humble me, but I humble you, too. We both kind of tell each other how it is, and I love that. I love that for us.
Oh, I love that for us. Head ass.
Looking at. Why'd you had the thing? Cause you didn't want to wash it. Cause I had the caldo.
Yeah, I have. Sorry, guys. I had caldo de pollo on my
caldo de pollo. Caldo.
Caldo de pollo on my shirt. I spilled it, and I don't care.
Caldo, put the pollo, whatever you say.
It got in my right here on the string, so I just tucked it.
It's because when he was eating the soup, it dipped in his.
It dipped in the soup, and you know when you dip it in that Hispanic soup, it come out spicy, going all the spices and juices and stuff in it. So yeah, no, I'm not. I don't even feel like taking the hoodie off. So I was like, yeah, I'll just wear it.
You're so crazy. You know what's crazy? How did you feel like after that beach trip? It's like makes you not wanna. We went to a beach trip, like, and we don't wanna.
I love the beach. Like, don't get me wrong, but sand. Like, I just.
Sand
and I have a relationship where it's kind of like I fuck with you, but then like, bitch, I wanna beat your ass.
Okay, no, but for real, why? Like, you guys, so we're in a beach house and. this man's getting irritated by sand being on the bed, and
because we sleep on the bed, bro, okay. And you're moving around, and you're gonna feel all that sand.
Okay, I know, but like rough. You like are on a beach house. There's gonna be sand everywhere. I know that. You know what? Like I slept so good on that.
Honestly,
beach house.
Yeah. Your parents did it.
I know.
They didn't get a good experience when it came to sleeping.
Well, next time we'll get it because they were on a bed that was on the couch bed.
Were supposed to really go. It was supposed to be just me and Gabby and the kids.
But we're like, if you guys want to come, we can Mexican it out because there's an extra bed.
We were like, yeah, I mean, we know it's spring break, so we're like, if you guys want to come,
we
Mexicaned it out. Mexicaned it out, which means we gotta tell them what that means.
One bedroom, like a one bed. It was like a little hotel. But it was nice because it's like right when you went to the back, it was like you literally could walk to the beach.
You go straight to the beach. Like you open that door, you open the door, you literally hear the sounds of the waves.
Had like a little pathway to the beach, had a little swing. Ugh. Oh, you guys. And it sucks because like our kids really, really want to move to Florida. But like I know a lot of people say we might as well move to Florida. But like I don't know where the cons about Florida are. I know a lot of people are like, it's just a place to visit. And then there's people who are saying you're going to love it. And it's like, you know, there's just
I think it's a place to visit when it comes to like Disney World, going all those places.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I used to say the same thing. Like I just want to go to visit. But, like, I mean, it's growing on me, too. I like the housing.
It is growing on me. The more we go, the more I'm like,
I like the vibes. Like, the vibes, I feel.
Texas is the way I feel, too. And
I get the same feeling there.
But the kids love the beach. They love
the beach.
Novaya.
I could just build a sand. I'll build a sand thing. I'll build like, a little sand in the front. And yeah. And I'll have the water. The pool will be the
oh, my God. Novaya literally was like, Daddy, he's like, can we move to Florida? She was like, there's parks, there's things to do. Tennessee doesn't have any of that. Like, she was just like naming all the things that like Florida has.
Trying to convince me.
Compared to Tennessee.
I said, you got Florida money? She said, no.
Honestly, it is a little more expensive out there than it is in Tennessee. But I mean, our kids would be so happy. But I'm not scared. I'm scared of hurricanes, you guys.
Can always just get a condo down there.
Yeah, probably a condo.
Airbnb it out. And whenever we want to go down there, just go there.
Boom. Yep.
Because, I mean, hey, we always down there, like, right? Like, we might as well get something.
It's just crazy how prices are with the market and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the market's literally not how it used to be back. Like, I literally wish we bought a house.
And you know what's crazy is that when we first got here in 2020. We were looking for a house, but we just couldn't get one. If we were to buy around 2020, we would have been
like
set.
We're
right
at like
now.
A 5% interest rate, but like we would have been like at a 2.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yo,
but hey,
two.
As soon as they go down, I'm gonna refinance this house and we'll get a lower interest.
I know. If they do go down soon.
Right. Come hopefully. On. Hopefully we can get some good presidency coming in.
But yeah.
Well, all right, guys, we'll go ahead and wrap up today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Stick with us next week. We will have another episode.
And we're actually going to have a guest coming up soon.
We got the guest. Who?
It's March.
Oh, snap. Actually, yeah. Hey, I want to say in like 2 more episodes, maybe.
We're going to have another. Or one more, really.
We'll have a special guest. Actually, I still got to do the one with your dad. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You guys get ready for that. He will be doing one with my dad.
Yes,
probably next episode, honestly. You guys, they're going to cover a lot of things about the military. I know we have a lot of people that, you know, they're veterans or they're currently in the military.
Curious to know.
So it's like they're gonna talk about how the military. My dad's gonna talk about how the military was during his time and compared to Jay's time and now.
And then what's going on right now? Well, I mean, it's
like how different it is like compared to the two, because there's a lot of experiences my dad had that Jay didn't have.
Yeah, he had the ultimate. I would say the ultimate experience.
Yeah, the ultimate experience.
Like you know, kind of like my dad.
Yeah,
too,
your dad definitely did too.
Me, I didn't have the ultimate experience, but it's okay. Okay. Until next time, nailed it.
You
what the hell?
Do that?
Until next time, guys. See you then.
All right, bye,
guys. Bye. Oy. Sorry, sorry.
Dude, I swear, sorry. If someone's listening to this on the radio, you're probably scaring one of
their kids. They probably got scared when they was driving, huh? Dude. I don't forward it, dude.